If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what is going on. I can't get my studio to work worth a flying flip. I've got all my stuff here ready to play, but it won't play. So I'm not exactly sure what is going on, why it's not playing, what is going to happen. So I might end up having a short show today if I can't get any of my stuff to work. But welcome to the show. The latest from Hollyweird is a movie that has come out now with a definite anti-American leftist cliff to it. And I won't say slant because it's not slanted. It's pretty much straight up and down, so hard to ignore that I couldn't even enjoy the movie without seeing it slapping me around and everyone else who believes in America right across the chops. I'm going to reload my studio right now, see if I can get my things to work. Let's see if that they're working now. From the crossroads of America, in the heartland, comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through ConservativeNationRadio.org. From behind the silver CNR microphone of freedom comes the voice of reason for this, the first hour of the show. And now, here is the infidel, Robert Garding. Okay, like I had said before, my studio isn't working the greatest. I think I'm going to end up having to reload it every time I do something because it's not working that well right now. I'm hoping right now, Lady Michelle in the chat room said she couldn't hear anything. But I'm really hoping, no listening. Now I'm not sure. Now I'm sure I'm not alone. No, you're not alone. I've had all kinds of problems with BTR this morning, and it's with me trying to load my stuff in. I had to constantly reload my stuff, shut things down, bring it back in, and try again. And every time I do that, the stuff that I was doing for my second hour kept disappearing, and I'd have to redo it again. So it took me much, much longer to get this set up than it should have. But I was back there talking about this latest movie that Hollyweird has come out with. And in this, it's called White House Down. The president, Jamie Foxx, was portraying a man so close to Obama that if you closed your eyes, that is who you'd see. But have you ever noticed that in Hollywood that if they portray black men in the positions of power, and they've been doing this for years now, but if they portray black men in positions of power, the end of America is happening. And I'm not sure if they really mean this kind of thing to be happening or if that's just something that they figure. But in White House Down, We have a man in the White House who could be no one else but Barack Obama, and his sidekick could be no one else but Biden. The speeches that President Sawyer in the movie gives are not even, they haven't even given an attempt to try and hide that it could be Obama saying these things. They are almost a BHO speech word for word. White House Down is just another one of these films from Hollywood that tells the American public that anything from Tinseltown is definitely there for the forcing on us of leftist indoctrination and changing our ideals so that we agree with them. But White House Down isn't the only one out there. And I think I may have just made somebody mad. They came in and left. But that's okay. The White House Down isn't the only one out there. This idea of indoctrination has gone so deep now that they feel absolutely no remorse about doing anything, including working on our kids. And to me, the lowest of the low came out after the joke this last week of the Supreme Court ruling on something that it should never have even touched in the first place, that the Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional. And, oh, the stuff we are going to be made to pay for now because of that ruling. You haven't even seen the beginning of it yet. But what I was getting to was this. On the children's show Sesame Street comes two characters, Bert and Ernie. And on one of the latest magazine covers out there, it was shown with Bert and Ernie cuddling at the news of the DOMA ruling. This was on the New Yorker magazine cover. Now, all I could say was, I just kind of looked at that and I said, oh my God, they came out of the closet. The article that I read on this used the first line to say, and this was in the title, it says, Bert and Ernie cuddle over DOMA ruling. Right underneath this was a quote that says, this is great for our kids, a moment we can all celebrate. I almost threw up. First off, this is not a great moment for our kids because it continues, because it shows us the left is continuing to push their ideals that marriage between man and woman is wrong and same-sex marriage is right and always has been. Here's the problem. I teach my children the way that my dad taught me and the way that I know most people teach their kids if they have the Bible in the house, that marriage is as it always has been and as it should be in the eyes of God. It was made for procreation of the species, that a man and a woman love each other, get married, and have children. It has been between a man and a woman for most all of human history of humankind, and for a reason. Gay marriage cannot procreate. If they could, then it would be normal. You know, if you could get two men together or two women together and they could procreate, then it would be something that would be planned and would be normal. But you can't. It is only for lust. And that is all. And you know what the Bible says about that. A learned lust at that, that we are all now getting a dose of from the left by them telling us it is normal. And I'm hoping I just didn't get shut off here. No, it's not, though they have been spending years and years trying to make it so. Gay marriage cannot, you know, gay marriage is not something to procreate. It's just for plain lust. The leftist media has taken something that used to mean that you were friends with someone and has made it sexual, but when it was never meant to be. The article continued to say there have long been rumors about the nature of Bert and Ernie's relationship. Folks, the reason why there has been long been rumors of their relationship is because the gay community, Hollywood, and the left have decided that two males cannot be close friends unless they are gay. That is the whole justification of this. So close friends that used to exist because you like doing things together as friends has now become oh my God, we must be gay because we like doing things together, so that means we must be sexually active together too. This kind of thinking, my friends, is insane and completely retarded. And it is about time that someone stood up and said this. I'm glad I grew up in a small town in the mountains of Colorado, so my best friend and I could be just that, best friends, without someone telling us that we were something we weren't. For God's sakes, here, folks, Bert and Ernie are freaking puppets. Give me a break. Saying they are homosexual is stupid from the word go and can mean nothing but indoctrination of our children. Isn't there something more appropriate or more important to put on a cover of your magazine than that? Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationradio.org. I just reloaded my chat room again, and the number to call in is 718-305-7176, and now on with the show.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
Now, the funny part about this whole thing is that I keep having to reload that, is that Sesame Street actually responded to this. There was a petition put out that said that Bert and Ernie needed to tie the knot, help the children to realize what was going on and tie the knot. Sesame Street responded that they're just best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. And even though they were identified as male characters, and I'm going to have to reload this dang thing again, and possess many human traits and characteristics, as most Sesame Street Muppets do, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation. Now, that should have ended it right there, folks, but the left just couldn't help themselves. So you see, folks, even Sesame Street said they were only best friends. So it is the liberal left doing their best to do what I said, indoctrinate our kids. Personally, the ideals of the left suck, and I want them nowhere near my kids. God and the people he gave them to, the children to, he gave the children to, will teach them what they need to know. Thank you very much. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insights and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure you check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. On Thursday, March the 8th of 2012, remember when Soledad O'Brien thought she would carry a little water for Obama? Well, she now is in the perfect place to do just that. After being released by CNN, she kind of dropped out of sight for a short vacation of sorts, I guess, to try and figure out what the heck she was going to do since she was released from the lowest-rated network in America. Soledad O'Brien has now resurfaced at none other than Al Jazeera. She has finally gotten home with her ideals that kept her from loving America. And this is from the Independent Journal Review on July 1st. It said, Al Jazeera America confirmed that CNN reject Soledad O'Brien will join the terrorist cable network, and then terrorist was a word that I put in there, as a special correspondent. Oh, brother. O'Brien will produce short news human interest stories to America Tonight. Her production company will also produce documentaries and other special interest pieces for the network. I swear, this is getting insane. Doesn't the media have anything better to do than what they are doing to us now?
After a few short messages, we will be right back. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
Okay, well, this is not exactly what I was supposed to have here. My thing went to something that it shouldn't have, so this just isn't working today. I'm sorry, Barbara, but my chat room, and I'm going to have to pretty much stay out of it because I'm going to have to constantly reload my audio clips and things like that. I have been trying to get this show to work for, I think, probably the past 5 or 6 hours. I finally got my thing downloaded today so that I could get it to work, and all of a sudden it just isn't anymore. And every time I have to reload it, then everything that I had downloaded decides to go where it shouldn't be, and I can't find it anymore, which is fine and dandy. Here's one of them that should have been there in the first place.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, one of the things that that article on Al Jazeera talking about CNN's reject Soledad O'Brien joining the cable network Al Jazeera, it said no word yet on whether or not O'Brien's contract includes a, quote, must know what you're talking about, unquote, clause. Sounds like she finally went home, doesn't it? An American-hating liberal going to an American-hating organization. She should feel right at home now. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, consists of 2,700 pages of new laws and new immigration bill, and the new immigration bill is about half that size, coming in around 1,200 pages. But this is just the beginning. Once the lawyers and courts and bureaucrats and other acts of Congress get their greedy vote-begging hands on these new laws, there will be no end to what they'll find in their pages. The Constitution of the United States was written on four sheets of parchment, if you count the preamble and all 27 amendments. Remember, there were originally only 10. It comes out to about 20 type pages. If you don't count the signatures and amendments, the document consists of 11 type pages. No amendment is a full page. Many are only a single sentence or in length. The First Amendment covers a multitude of freedoms: religion, press, assembly, speech, and the right to petition the government. And it does it with only 45 words. Those original four sheets, about 4,500 words, were good enough to serve as a document to govern a nation. Can you imagine a 1,200-page immigration bill with similar interpretive powers for Congress and courts? Consider how much damage these two governmental branches have been able to do with just four sheets of parchment. What will they be capable of doing with 1,200 pages of an immigration bill and 2,700 pages of a health care bill that will enable them to govern every facet of our lives? Folks, one of the reasons that laws are done the way they are in Washington, D.C. is so the left can get away with what they did with Obamacare, with Nancy Pelosi telling us that we had to pass it to see what was in it. Well, people didn't buy that. And we saw what happened. Government got away with breaking the laws by passing it anyway. It's like the article I just read from the Minuteman News. Can you imagine a 1,200-page bill? Can you imagine reading it word for word? I know that usually when I read a good book, it is around 350 pages. Any longer, my attention span just really won't cover it very well, especially if it is boring, hence the bills. Make them so long and boring that no one will read it, but the government can pass it into law. Always put things in it that have nothing to do with what the bill is about in the first place, and you do that, and no one will know what is coming. Till it hits them right between the eyes. It is already law. And like Ronald Reagan once said, the nearest thing to eternal life on this in this world is a government bill. Amen, folks. That is what the politicians count on when they give us a bill that is over 1,000 pages long. Who the hell is going to read it? I know for Obamacare, I downloaded the whole bill to read it. I got 10 pages into the darn thing before realizing that I would never get through it and know what was in it. But it was going to hurt, but I knew that it is going to hurt us in more ways than just one if we allowed it. On Wednesday came this one from PatriotUpdate.com. President Obama's decision to push back key provisions of his signature health care law amid growing concerns that it isn't ready for prime time could take a key issue away from the Republicans in next year's midterm elections. And I kind of looked at that and I thought, huh, why? If the Republicans stayed focused, that would give them a whole new bunch of ammunition, wouldn't it? The story went on to say the announcement Tuesday night that the mandate for many small businesses to provide health insurance to employees will be delayed by 1 year was hailed by business leaders and seemed to acknowledge Republican claims the plan would hurt or at least confuse business. But it also likely undercuts Republican plans to make Obamacare the centerpiece of their midterm election strategies. I don't see why. That right there should give the Republicans a whole new plank to run on. I don't see why it would take away what the Republicans have been trying to do. But right there we have people telling us that what we are doing is wrong, and because Obamacare has now been pushed back a year because it's not ready for prime time, means that, what we were fighting for in the first place is no longer valid, so we need to find something else. No, we don't. We need to push on this because they, in the end, want to force this on all of us. It's not something that the American people are going to get away from if we just forget about it. Just because it's being pushed off for a year doesn't mean anything. The only thing it's actually going to mean is that it's going to be pushed off to the point, and it's probably in that year it's going to be pushed off again until it's pushed off until Obama is no longer in office, and then the president who will be in office then, if he's a Republican, will get blamed for the whole mess because the Republicans have decided, oh, they took our main point away. We don't have anything to fight against them on that anymore. I swear, people, what is going on in this nation right now and what is going on in Washington is downright retarded. There is nothing smart about what I am seeing coming out of that city right now, except for maybe the Tea Party conservatives who are fighting for our side, but they're being drowned out by all this other crap that's coming out saying that the Republicans have now lost their platform in fighting against Obamacare because it's being pushed off for a year. For crying out loud, people. You know, and the one thing that comes up that drives me nuts is they'll say something like this and they'll have a whole crowd of people around them and nobody will speak up. Nobody will say anything like, hey, now wait a minute, that's not taking our plank away. That's not doing anything to us. It just gives us something else to do. Gives us something else to fight for. Lets us know that we were right in the first place and you were wrong in the first place and in every place. But no, it's being pushed now that the Republicans don't have anywhere to go now because what we were fighting against is now not going to happen for another year. I really do not understand the thinking that is actually going on when they all sit there and tell us that, oh my gosh, our things that we were fighting for is no longer valid. We have to find something else. No, we do not. We have to do what we have been doing, and that is fight for our rights, because if we don't, we're going to lose all kinds of stuff here. And it's not something that, you know, we can sit there and look at and say, oh, okay, well, we can just keep on going the way we have been. No. This is ridiculous, folks.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration. And that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay. From TRNS, which is Talk Radio News Service, comes this one, which kind of falls in line with what I was talking about before. Obama seeks advantage by not enforcing. And to me, this is not giving him an advantage. It's essentially telling us right straightforward that he was wrong and he's starting to realize this. But this whole thing comes up and says, President Obama is refusing to obey his own law. And folks, this is against the law. He's breaking another law, and nobody is even mentioning this. It's, you know, all we're getting from the media and the powers that be that tell us what's going on, all we're getting from them is that we've lost our talking points. No, we haven't. Obama is breaking another law. Of course, most things Obama is pulling now are against the law. Why isn't anyone trying to prosecute him? I can tell you, the fear of being called a racist. Some are celebrating that employers will gain an extra year to provide full-time employers or full-time workers with federally approved health insurance. But the president has no authority to change Obamacare's effective date. The employer mandate still kicks in January 1st. Obama is just refusing to enforce it, just as he refuses to enforce some immigration laws and some drug laws. President Obama has political reasons not to enforce the employer mandate until after the 2014 election. And there is exactly what I had said before. It's political. He knows he is wrong, so therefore what he's going to do is he's going to make sure that this doesn't go out before the next election so that the Democrats don't lose big in this next election. Because he's counting on the short-mindedness of, or the short memories of the American people. He's not stopping to realize that since the Tea Party kind of came along, what he's doing wrong is staying in the limelight, no matter what he does. But the article goes on to say, this way, fewer voters will witness people losing their insurance coverage, losing full-time work hours, or losing their jobs due to the mandate. See, right there tells you that the president is wrong. But they're still trying to push the idea that we're the ones who are wrong. Individuals, however, still must have insurance by January, whether their employer provides it or not. Kings get to change laws on their own. Presidents do not. Lack of enforcement provides a brief reprieve from a bad law. But Obama's approach is wrong. Repealing Obamacare is still the only proper fix. It's time we all realize this, folks, and it's time the politicians in Washington realize this, too. Now, my friends, does this really surprise any of you that Obama doesn't want to enforce his own law? It doesn't surprise me at all. It's a law that he just had to force down our throats against our will, but now that he's realizing that maybe it wasn't a good idea to do that, he's going to give us a little reprieve, make us feel a little bit better by pushing it back a year. But we all know just how fast our years are going by. That's going to come hit us before we know it. This week, the article goes on to say, the government on the left excels at making laws for the common people to follow. Yet they are also great at realizing several other things, that some of their laws, like Obamacare, is not popular with the people, and it may cause them to lose the next election, which is what I had just got through saying, and they also rely on the short memory span of the American people. Here's what I mean. This week, Obama has decided that his signature law, Obamacare, is not going to help him or the Democrats politically in the elections of 2014, because for some reason the people have remembered that it was only the Democrats who voted for this thing. Remember, no Republican voted for this. And the Democrats were counting on the people forgetting that little fact. So he is doing what any Democrat in this position would do, delay the enforcement of the law, hoping that it will take the people's minds off of the calamity of the law itself and let the people forget, so they will be voting the same way in 2014 as they did when they voted for him, so that the Democrats can retain control of the Senate and maybe, just maybe, retake the House. And I've heard disturbing predictions this week that they may. If that is true, then the American people will deserve the train wreck that they bring into being by doing just that stupid thing. Now, though this isn't likely with the climate of the people that are awake now, because there are more out there on the net keeping the truth and everything in the forefront just like more than just me. It is now starting to hit television and the radio. The Blaze on the Dish Network is one prime example of this, and if you have Dish or any of the few others that have the Blaze, then I would suggest you watch it. They give you news that the mainstream media will totally ignore, and many people watch it, and they are listening. Now, we are not forgetting. As for changing culture, I think it's happening. Though admittedly too slow, it is happening. I have noticed over the last 8 months or so that the American people are starting to put pressure on the Washington politicians, who are constantly working to take more and more of our freedoms away. On Wednesday of this week, I watched the Glenn Beck radio show on The Blaze, and he brought up the idiocy of President Obama's speech in Africa, where he told us all that if we all have cars and air conditioning and big houses, that the climate of the earth would boil over. We all know this is not true, and it is just another one of the leftist ways to control us and make us pay through the nose for something that will happen anyway, no matter what we do. Climate is cyclical. I don't know how many times the left has had global warming disproved to them. I know that many times they will shut up about it because the proof against them will make it impossible to keep up their charade. But sooner or later, they will start pushing that agenda on us again and making us start paying for things that won't help do anything but take our money out of our pockets until we start waking up and stopping it again. Now Obama and Al Gore are back at it again, stealing more of our hard-earned money for something that is not fixable. And the reason that they get away with this kind of crap is because, it's because people just don't remember. But I can tell you, because I am one who does remember, back in the early 70s and late 60s, L.A. was so polluted that the blue of the sky could seldom be seen. Mostly what a person would see when looking into the sky was the brown haze of smog and pollution. Today, on the other hand, if you see photos of L.A., the blue sky shows almost all the time. If they're not cloudy, unless, you know, the skies are cloudy and overcast. Most people do not remember how dirty our air was back then, even though it was in our lifetimes. You could always see a car going down the street spewing out blue smoke like it was a mosquito sprayer. And you remember those? I know that I do. I remember L.A. having smog alerts every day, horribly dirty air. That is when the air control regulations were instituted. Now that is not a, now this, you know, and I'm not saying that air regulations are bad. No, I'm not. We have carried this too far, and people like Obama and Al Gore and the rest of those global warming nuts have done their best to convince us all that we have to pay and pay and pay and pay and to even have a chance at stopping global warming. And even the name of that has changed over the years. Since our schools have started to completely indoctrinate our kids against the ways of the American Constitution, and most grew up with the ideal that America was the only bad thing in the world, and that if America would change her ways, the world would suddenly be all rainbows and flowers. And this is a bunch of bull. And if the people would just use their God-given sense, they would realize how much the government from both sides is lying to us. But right now, the only part of the Republican Party that is working hard to tell the truth there is the Tea Party conservatives, and the conservatives like Ted Cruz, who have been branded as terrorists and even commies because we all believe in America and the founding documents. But there is a good side to that, too. Personally, I take that as a compliment because even though I am tired of being called a terrorist and an un-American traitor, I know that the side that I stand with here is finally getting to the socialist goats. And yes, I am calling Obama a socialist. No other term fits him. And because of that, I'm happy. America has been the shining beacon on the hill for all the oppressed people of the world. Those from Iran and Iraq who are oppressed. Those from Russia who are oppressed all over. But now because of the way that Obama and the left and the GOP hierarchy is running things, those countries that I just named are laughing at us because we are doing just what Stalin said we would do. Let them take over our country without a shot being fired. Keep the liberals in office that we now have in this next election, folks, and we will get what we voted for, believe me. And you will not like what we have coming. I guarantee you. Our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it is clear that the anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. If you remember from last week's show, I talked about a student that was being charged and fined and will have a possible prison term for wearing an NRA t-shirt to school. Well, this week I have some good news on that. Seems the judicial system finally got smart on this one. As I got this article on Wednesday this week from the latest on this story, Girls Just Want to Have Guns blog, came this one. In April, the 14-year-old was ordered by a band teacher to change his T-shirt because the instructor did not like the shirt's pro-gun message. The shirt stated, "Protect your right," and pictured a rifle with a scope. Jared was suspended from school and later was arrested for obstructing an officer. He faced a $500 fine and 1 year in jail for wearing a freaking T-shirt. Police then used a gag order against the family and his attorney, preventing them from talking about the case. And as if that wasn't Orwellian enough, a reporter who tried to contest the gag order found herself being rejected from the courthouse. The reason? If you guessed obstruction, then you move right to the head of the class. All of this heavy-handedness on the part of the police led Kurt Hoffman of the Examiner to say the Logan, West Virginia Police Department apparently has the most easily obstructed police officers since the Keystone Cops. In the midst of all this, GOA helped ignite a national outrage after alerting activists 2 weeks ago of what was happening in the Mountain State, and it seems that now the charges are being dropped against this young man. But the sad part about this whole thing is that, hell, they've already destroyed his life in one way or another because of what they've done. You know, I'm sure that his family has put out immense amounts of money that they probably could not afford just to defend this kid from something that the Constitution said he had a right to do. I don't know about you folks, but this just really reeks of Stalinism and things that really should not be happening here in America, if you think about it, shouldn't it? I mean, really.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fourth of July, a fifth of Patron, celebrating it with all the girls that we know. Yeah, today is the day they put paper to quill. It said the government can't be all up in your grill. Kielbasa and hot dogs, brats and sauerkraut box. It's like we're living in Anthony Weiner's outbox. Billy's pouring drinks, yeah, it's gonna be monstrous. Gary swimming with his shirt on. I'm self-conscious. Super soaker fights, but nobody is getting me. Fleeing from that water like my name was Ted Kennedy. It's the land of the free. We put paper to quill and said the government can't be all up in your grill.
Excuse me about that. Too rare, too big, too salty, too risky, too French. Choking hazard.
actual proposed ban.
We gotta shut this down. This is pretty dangerous. Back here, I saw fireworks, a squirt gun, a sandwich. Out of control.
I had to play that. That was the audio of a video that is out now showing how shockingly little many Americans know about the 4th of July and why we celebrate it. It's pathetic, but if people don't like it, they need to do something about it. This surprised me to find out so many Americans have no clue. We are being raised to believe the 4th of July is for fireworks, but fireworks is only a part of it. Now, this video that I just played the audio of was called Up in My Grill. It was a Reason TV's Remy comes in right on time with the riff that one should bust out of your Independence Day barbecue. One thing people can do is to change culture back to where more people revere freedom and share in the tunes. Normally, Americans celebrate the 4th of July as a happy anniversary of the birth of the nation with the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. In 2013, our happiness is muted by fears of eroding freedoms, corrupt and incompetent governance. And the men who signed the document had struggled to reach some accommodation with England for many years until the arrogance and continuing taxation of the colonies left them no alternative than to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. When that effort failed, they fought our revolution over the course of 8 years until the king and the parliament concluded that they could not retain the American colonies. Rarely mentioned in the history books was the large portion of colonists known as Tories who did not want to sever the connection with England. It is worth noting that the revolution began when British troops moved to seize American arms in Concord, Massachusetts, and were met by militias there and in Lexington, too. We celebrate the holiday in 2013 in a nation sharply divided between those who wish to retain and maintain the traditional and political values of America, which are us, the conservatives, and the liberals who want to adopt the failed socialist systems of Europe and elsewhere. Even the former Soviet Union collapsed under the dead weight of communism. Even China, though politically communist, has adopted the capitalist system. The transformation of today's America from one of those values are enshrined in the Constitution, and in particular the Bill of Rights, did not occur overnight. It began largely in the last century as progressive ideas were embraced. Educational system was transformed by progressives such as John Dewey. The rise of the union movement transformed the relationship between the employer and the employees. Unions have since fallen on hard times, but still solidly support liberal candidates for office. For the duration of the Cold War with the Soviet Union from the end of World War II in 1945 until its end in 1991, progressives mocked the notion that the U.S. government was filled with Soviet agents of influence and spies. Historians have since documented this. Liberals see the values of the 50s and earlier as old-fashioned and out of date. They welcome the attack on traditional marriage in place for thousands of years by all faiths that has resulted in the legalization of same-sex marriage in many states. They defend abortion even though it has killed an entire generation of Americans in the womb. These changes did not and do reflect the will and do not reflect the will of the people, but rather the result of Supreme Court decisions of lawsuits that ignore the will of the people. A nation built on welcoming immigrants who happily left Europe and other former homelands to seek real opportunity here is now led by politicians unwilling to acknowledge that the 1986 effort in immigration reform failed to secure the southern border, incentivized illegal immigration, and has resulted in an estimated 11 million undocumented aliens competing for jobs and benefits that rightly should have should belong to native-born and naturalized Americans. As Americans celebrate the 4th of July in 2013, many are aware or unaware that Obamacare is the law of the land. It is the nationalization of what was regarded as the finest health care system in the world and is filled with hidden taxes, fines, and insertions of government between patients and their physicians, and will wreak havoc on the nation's economy, increasing unemployment, impacting small businesses and large. Nationalization is socialism. The protests against Obamacare gave rise to the Tea Party movement, and the recent Rasmussen poll found that 26% of Obama supporters view the Tea Party as the nation's top terror threat, believe it or not. So we're now, according to 26% of Obama supporters, we are the nation's top terror threat. So we should be proud. We've made a name for ourselves here. The slim majority, 51% of likely voters, however, still regard radical Muslims to be the biggest threat. Even more ominous is the news that the U.S. agency FEMA has signed an agreement with the Russian Emergency Situations Ministry to provide security at mass events. The notion of Russian troops on U.S. soil to control Americans is an abomination. We fought a revolution when the British did this following the Boston Tea Party. The Founding Fathers wanted limited government, and the Constitution is designed to create checks and balances so that no one element, the executive, Congress, or judiciary, can act without the ability of Americans to reverse decisions that they disagree with. Americans demanded and got repeal of prohibition, and they can do the same for Obamacare. On this 4th of July, scandals abound and remain to be investigated, from Fast and Furious, a gun-running scheme from within the Department of Justice, to the attack on September 11, 2012, on our ambassador to Libya, who died in Benghazi along with three other brave Americans. The cover-up continues. We are learning that the Internal Revenue Service was corrupted by his administration to become an agency targeting conservative organizations in ways that denied them the opportunity to raise financial support. We have learned that the agencies intended to protect us have virtually unlimited capacity to monitor and retain all our electronic communications, so they have the rights to retain what I'm doing here right now. And they have the rights to retain it to the point that whoever's in my chat room or whoever is listening to my show can be targeted. That, to me, is scary as heck. The government has no right to come into our lives that way. But through Obama, they are. The National Defense Authorization Act allows the government the right to arrest and detain any American without trial, and it must be repealed. Recently, the president gave a speech in which he said that climate change was the greatest threat to the nation and announced new policies to limit the amount of carbon dioxide, or CO2, in the Earth's atmosphere. This is so utterly absurd that it defies the evidence of an Earth that continues to cool over the period of the last 17 years. It ignores the fact that CO2 plays no role in climate change and has actually increased during the time the Earth has been cooling. This is one more diversion from the very real threats to the Constitution and our freedoms that the government is working on. And we have a Congress now that routinely passes bills exceeding 1,000 to 2,000 pages, often without reading them. The corruption this implies is a threat to the future of the nation. The government the Founding Fathers feared would happen is the government we now have. So therefore, it is not a happy 4th of July. We will be right back in a few short minutes with the second hour of the new Wise Conservatism radio show. So stay tuned as we continue on here.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
On active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
From the crossroads of America and the heartland, now comes the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host and his voice of reason in an unreasonable world, bringing you the news as it should be told from behind the silver CNR microphone of freedom. And now, on with the show.
From TPNN, which is the Tea Party News Network, came this one, appropriate title, A Not-So-Happy 4th of July, and that's part of what I just got through reading a little while ago. This whole thing that we are looking at today is, you know, I know my family, we went out to my wife's brother's house, and we enjoyed the third, actually, was when we celebrated, because that was when we could all get together. But we went out, blew off fireworks, and talked and had family time, and it was really great. But one of the things that I started thinking about when I was there was that not once did anyone talk about America and what the day that we were celebrating actually meant, because we were just there to have fun. We had a barbecue, we blew off fireworks, we had actually we had so many that his yard is like about 2.5 acres big out there, and we fired off so many fireworks that you couldn't see the other side of his yard because of all the smoke out there. And if we'd have been living in town when that happened, fire department would have probably been called out because of the immense amount of smoke that was out there, and it was just, we just had ourselves a blast. But we have to keep in mind the things that brought about an Independence Day for America. We have to keep in mind why we celebrate those things. And we have to keep in mind that freedom is never free. It never has been, and it never will be, no matter what the Democrats or people in the Republican Party try to tell you. It's not free. We have a part, you know, where we work as, you know, Republicans, pretty much the ones, you know, the ones who are trying to save America anyway. We look at what is coming. We look at what the government is doing and what it's going to cause to our families and our futures. And none of us, if we sit back and look at what actually is coming in this war, in this nation, none of us like what we see. I was reading in the Bill of Rights this week, and the one that really stood out to me, there were actually several, but the one that really stood out to me was the Second Amendment, where it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, my first thought after I read that was, it's been infringed in Chicago. But I actually heard some fairly decent news when it came to that one, because, yeah, nobody can own firearms in Chicago, but there is a push to get that bill that says you can't have any firearms in Chicago. There is a push to get that repealed. Now, I have tried to find something on that and haven't been able to. It was pretty much hearsay from somebody that I have talked to that does videos and blogs like I do, and they found it somewhere, and they actually told me where they found it, but I didn't, in my haste to listen to what they were saying, didn't listen enough to write it down at that point in time. But apparently in Chicago, and it must be the conservatives who are trying this, so I don't know if it'll get passed or not, but they're trying to repeal this gun ban in Chicago, which would be actually a really good thing if it happened. At least I think so. But we need to start watching what is going on in this nation. And I'm I need to apologize again for me not being in the chat room. I opened it up. Hopefully it's still there for you guys. I can't see it because when I open it up, it keeps my chat room, the chat room keeps moving, and after about 35 seconds, my studio shuts down. And I've got a phone call here, 302 area code. Welcome to
the show. Hey, Robert, this is Duke. How are you today?
I'm not doing really well, I think. My studio keeps shutting down, and I'm having all kinds of problems with it. But I finally figured out if I just reload it and then stop it right there, everything stays there, but I can't have a chat room. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just calling in strictly to listen, not to participate. So I'm liking what you're saying. So go on back, and I'll be talking to you later on, pal.
Oh, darn it. Okay, well. I'm glad you're here, and I will try and continue here. Thanks for calling in, too. I'll put you on hold, and I'll that way you can listen, and I'll talk to you after a while. It's really sad that we are allowing our government to do the things that they are doing. most of what Obama is pulling on us is really against the law. And yet, nobody says a thing about it. Nobody stands up and says, hey, now, wait a minute. You know, and that's one of the things that I'm constantly thinking about. It's probably one of the reasons why I will never, ever be called to go to a press conference or something like that, no matter how big or small I may get or remain. Because to me, if a politician says something that I know is patently untrue, I'm going to call them on it. It's not something that I would feel good about, you know, letting them tell us that the sky is orange and then just letting them go about it and not say anything. But there's where our problem lies right now, because 90% of what's going on here is nobody says anything about this. They'll tell us something that everybody in the world knows is patently untrue, and nobody says anything. And when somebody does, the media will just jump all over their carcasses for this and just crucify them for it. And I think most people won't say anything because they're afraid of this stupid media crucification that shows up now and then and happens and things like that. And we need to start realizing that it's our staying silent like we do that really does not help us in the least, because we are allowing them to continue doing what they're doing. It's plain and simple as that.
The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1 margin, according to numerous polls, even ones by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's www.TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website.
Okay, well, that was neat, too. It's really sad when we stop to think about just how wrong our nation has been led over the last 100 years or so. There are times when we actually will right ourselves, but it seems that we do not do that until the loss of freedoms and ideals that this nation was formed with becomes so much that it is no longer convenient for us to handle. And they begin to give us nothing but hardships. We are coming up to that point now when you hear of, you know, talk of a coming second American Revolution. And I've heard a lot from far more than just the extreme right wing people. I've heard this from even people that I would consider, well, not liberals because they don't think that way, but even people that I would that are maybe moderate Democrats are starting to think something is coming, because they don't like the direction that the person that they voted into office is leading this country. And it's like I said, I hear talk about this all the time from almost everywhere I go. I know that most do not think that this of this as a complete revolution like the American Revolution was, but it could be. I know the federal government thinks so, because if they didn't, they wouldn't be doing the mass buying of bullets that they are right now. I mean, go out and try and buy yourself. I went over to Walmart the other day because I am in the process of getting me a gun permit for a job that I may get, plus of something that I've been wanting to do for a while anyway. But there were several people in front of me in line, and they were trying to get bullets, and there were none. They kept saying that, yeah, well, we're supposed to get shipments almost every day, but we haven't been. So it's one of those things where, you know, we are doing what we need to do, but the government is stopping us at almost every point.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Okay. Well, I am in the process now of trying to find something that I had in place but is not there anymore. So,
take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that a new plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kinda wanna know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay. Last week, our esteemed UN representative of the House, Nancy Pelosi, gave a speech that saying that we were all getting ready to leave Washington to go home to celebrate the 4th of July, and she called it Independence Day. Here's what she said. She sounded like she was on drugs, but here's what she said.
Good morning. Pretty soon we'll all be leaving for the 4th of July recess next week, when we celebrate Independence Day. We'll also be observing Health Independence this week. This marks 1 year since the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act. It captures the spirit of our founders, the spirit they wrote in the Declaration of Independence: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Affordable Care Act offers just that: a healthier life, liberty to pursue a person's happiness, to be free of constraint, be job locked, because they're policy locked. And so if you wanted to be a cameraman, a writer, if you want to be self-employed, if you want to be a start business, if you want to change jobs, whatever it is you want to do, you are free. You have the liberty to do. So we've had Social Security, Medicare, and now Health independence, and that's something our members will take home to celebrate over this Independence Day. It's also 100 days for those of you away.
Okay, I had to stop that. She was talking in front of a crowd of people there, and granted, most of them were from the media, but again, this is something that I have brought up several times in this show, and I've brought it up before on my blog, and I've brought it up on my show before, that again, I was disappointed in the people who were in the room. Why in the hell doesn't someone speak up at events such as this one and bring up the real facts? The real facts on this whole Unaffordable Care Act that they have forced on us is nothing more than big government taking over where the founding fathers were running from big government and wanting nothing of it here in America. And here she is telling us that Obamacare is just what the founding fathers were looking for. Okay, 25%, a third, what is it? Yeah, well, one quarter of our economy. This massive takeover by the government is just what our founders, that's the spirit of our founders, the spirit of massive government and socialism and forcing people to pay a tax to be good citizens in good standing, and that's all in the spirit of the founders. People like Nanny Pelosi want nothing to do with what the founding fathers really wanted. And what she was saying there was a big freaking lie from the word go. And nobody out there said a dang thing. This drives me right up a wall. Obamacare takes about one quarter of our government budget. How affordable is that? It isn't. Someone has to pay for it or it doesn't exist. It's just as plain and simple as that. The idiots in Washington like Nanny Pelosi do not get that fact. They are in a glass bubble, excuse me, that they feel protects them from all this crap that they are leveling on us. And if they keep this up, they will find out just how not safe they really are. I want to be, and I really want to be there when she finds out. What a glorious day for America that will be. Amendment 10 in the Bill of Rights states that the power not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Obamacare is one of those things that I think will void what that amendment says if it is allowed to continue. It is forcing the people to have government insurance that will do nothing to make it affordable and will drastically downgrade the quality of our health care here in America and has already brought the beginnings of the death panels that have been spoken of and the liberals laughed about because they knew they were coming too, but they, you know, they denied it all the way. Crossroads of rebellion are on their way, folks, and since the government doesn't seem to be able to see that, it will continue to come. Americans are getting tired of a government telling them that they need to have bigger government to take care of them. And this is just a bunch of bull. That is what started the first American Revolution, if you look back on what happened back then, and that is why the Second Amendment is so important to us now, to both the people and the ones in government, and why the left is working so hard to repeal it and get rid of it, and why we should be working just as hard to keep it. It continues to give us the right to overthrow rebellious government when it happens, and that actually was something that was said back then. And it's like I said before, the Constitution and the founding documents give Americans the chance to fix what has gone wrong with our nation. And America is the only country in the world to ever have that as part of its founding documents. And we have to realize that everything in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that give the citizenry that right is going to be under attack by the liberal left because they believe in big government, and they believe that we, the people, are too stupid to do it for ourselves, so big government has to exist. Now is time is the time to right ourselves and stop electing officials who have no desire to fix America. Tara Stetmeyer, who is currently the communications director for the Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican from California, was on the Glenn Beck program this week and said, "Don't give up your rights to speak out. Don't pass up moments when speaking up will make the difference. Don't let the government continue to take our freedoms away that are guaranteed to us by the founding documents that formed this country, or we are going to lose everything. The free America that we all know and love will soon cease to exist if we do not do something soon. Remember, the only thing the Constitution guarantees you is the right to look for a job, not the right to a job. It gives you the right to pursue happiness, not to be happy. It gives you the right to pursue things to keep your family safe, like insurance, not to be forced to have insurance or have your family really be safe from everything, because that is not a right. It's your right to pursue these things. Remember, government, a government big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take everything away from you. And that is the direction the liberals are leading us today. And it's something that we have got to put into our minds, because if we don't, we're in a lot of trouble here. Because if we don't change the direction that this nation is going, we are in a lot of trouble. And it's something that the United States, as a free nation, cannot afford to keep happening. It just, we are working on doing the things that we need to do right now in shows like this and shows like Soldiers of Patriotism that we have here on Sunday nights and Inside Tennessee that I talked about earlier. We have on Mondays and you know, Women Patriots and all the other shows that we have on CNR all work for this goal to save America. We have got to do this kind of thing or we're going to lose everything. And America cannot afford to lose everything like that, because if we do, we're in a lot of trouble. Mark my words here. We really are. But that clip from Nancy Pelosi was just something that I had to put in there, because the woman sounded like she was on drugs, for one thing. And she sounded, and then she was trying to convince us all that what they had done to us when they passed Obamacare was something that we should be standing up and thanking them for everything that they have done for us, because they're the ones who did this for us. We should be thankful. The government is great and God isn't. That to me is what she said. And I have absolutely no respect for that woman. I have absolutely no respect for any of the politicians who are in Washington that are doing this to us. And we have to start doing what we need to do to save our nation, folks. I can't put it any other way. Because America is being completely ripped apart by the government that we have stupidly put in place. And I know, you know, most people who listen to this show are not the ones who voted for Obama. But too many people did. And too many of us sit back and don't do anything when we are told that nobody is supposed to be for this country.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers, patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio, one word, .org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com, that's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
When the people are awake and they have representatives out there that are really looking out for the people, then it is time for the people to start standing up and shouting out lies when lies are being told. Reporters need to do the same thing. Probably one of the reasons that I will never be called to be one of these things, because I will do just that. That plus the fact that I'm just a little fish in the sea that no one of importance in the government has taken notice of yet. And yes, I say yet because most everything I do is done on the internet, and that is where something, if said right, could go viral. And I'm always hoping that someday I'll say something that will just catch somebody by storm and all of a sudden my words will be all over the nation. I think that would be really cool. But then again, that would probably get it so that I'd be in trouble with the government. But I figure out of the millions of words that I have used, the most likely millions more to come, that I might have said something that could go viral. And if that happens, then I will have to start worrying about where the little men in the black suits will be. In that, the only thing that will concern me will be my family and their safety. I know that a friend of mine who I have named on this show before, Douglas B. Gibbs of BTR show, Political Pistachio, and his Constitutional Studies show, has had something of that happen to him. He had his house in California stoned by people who didn't like his stance on immigration, I think it was. And after that happened, he quit completely for a few weeks for fear of his family's safety. Thankfully, his wife, who is a legal immigrant who has gone through the right channels and won her citizenship the way it should be, told him that he can't give up now. Thankfully, he listened to her, and now he is a talk show host on KCAA radio in California, and he has run for city council and gives talks all over now and does several shows here on BTR. and is a force to be reckoned with. Something that scares the living crap out of the liberal left in this country. And like I said before, anyone with any power is not on the good the good side of any liberal, because the liberals, like I, you know, we all know this. They want all the power. They don't want anybody else to have any power. And the thing that makes doing what I'm doing and what all the others that I mentioned here earlier, you know, of the shows that are on CNR and the shows that are on Blog Talk Radio, they're conservative in nature and American loving in nature. We all really have to fear what our government can do to them, as long as we have somebody like Barack Obama in the White House and Joe Biden. Oh my gosh, that idiot. You know, Nancy Pelosi, who always sounds like she's on drugs when she talks, but Harry Reid. As long as the American people keep voting these people back into office, then anybody who works to save America from the socialism that is creeping into her and try and bring back the America that the founding fathers envisioned is in danger. In honor of Independence Day, that was on the 4th, I found this one about Gettysburg. July 1st was the 150th anniversary of this battle. Enjoy. Robert E. Lee and his army were soaked through when they marched south on the morning of July 4th, 1863. The blood and sweat poured out over the past 3 days had been for naught, and the gloom of the Army of Northern Virginia matched the gloom of the weather. Lee had marched his more than 70,000 men into Pennsylvania countryside on June 30th. His plan was to threaten Washington, D.C. from the lightly defended north in hopes of forcing a peace settlement with Abraham Lincoln's government. But on July 1st, a portion of Lee's army stumbled into a scrape with a portion of General George Meade's army on the Potomac on the outskirts of the hamlet of Gettysburg. Lee's army came to Gettysburg to requisition shoes from the factory there, not to fight a battle, but the battle that ensued over the next 3 days would prove to be the bloodiest on American soil. The 1st of July at Gettysburg wasn't the time or place of Lee's choosing to engage the googly-eyed Meade, but once engaged and once his blood was up, Bobby Lee was like a bulldog. He had latched on and wouldn't let go. Gettysburg would be the place, and July 1st would be the time the Confederacy either established itself as an independent nation or ended its rebel experiment. 11 days later, on July 15, 1863, President Lincoln signed a proclamation of thanksgiving in which he thanked Almighty God for answering the prayers of an afflicted people for the victories at Vicksburg in the west and Gettysburg in the east, victories which augmented confidence that the union of these states will be maintained, their constitution preserved, and their peace and prosperity permanently restored. Yet these victories came at a high price of life, limb, health, and liberty incurred by brave and loyal and patriotic citizens. Lincoln therefore called upon the nation to set aside a day for national thanksgiving, praise, and prayer, to surrender the homage due to the divine majesty for the wonderful things he has done in the nation's behalf, and invoke the influence of his Holy Spirit to subdue the anger which has produced and so long sustained a needless and cruel rebellion, to change the hearts of the insurgents, to guide the counsels of the government with wisdom adequate to do to so great a national emergency, and to visit the tender care and consolation throughout the length and breadth of our land, all those who through the vicissitudes of marches, voyages, battles, and sieges have been brought to suffer in mind, body, or estate, and finally lead the whole nation through the paths of repentance and submission to the divine will back to the perfect enjoyment of the union and fraternal peace. That was, to me, an amazing thing for a president to say. He essentially told us right then and there that we are a Christian nation. We do what we need to do because our Heavenly Father tells us to do this. And we need to remember the things that they did for us in that time, don't we? So many men lost their lives in that one battle. It was and still is the bloodiest battle that ever happened on American soil. And many Americans don't remember that part of it. Many Americans don't think of that anymore. And it's sad because the commitment of these men to fight the way they did for a nation that they believed in is something that, if you stop to think about it, it will astound you to think that somebody loved America that much that they would give up their lives to save her. And this kind of thing has happened throughout our nation. World War II, World War I, Korean War, Vietnam War. It's something that's gone on all throughout our history. Like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring to you Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. Hey, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, now would it? No, it really wouldn't. Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org, and that's tomorrow afternoon. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Preservation of the Union came at a knee-buckling cost. At war's end, some 625,000 men lay buried in American soil. Thank God the war ended. But what was begun 237 years ago, when 56 men dipped quills in ink, and what was fought for 150 years ago, when thousands of men dipped swords in blood, is never ended. So on this Independence Day week, let us prayerfully dedicate ourselves anew, in the famous words of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, to the great task remaining before us, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. I found that article on a site called the Black Sphere, and it said what it did as well as I could have, or pretty much any one of us, I think, but it also brought up some points that go totally against what Obama said about this nation. Remember, he has told us that we are not a Christian nation. But if you had read what that and listened to what I had just read, you notice that divine will, Almighty God, and prayer were mentioned not in passing in this excerpt from the Gettysburg Address by then President Lincoln, but as a solemn prayer to the Almighty for help that was given to this nation for this nation to survive. This is one instance that should be brought up when Obama tells everybody that America is not a Christian nation. And yes, my friends, I keep coming back to that. And why is it that when a politician says something that is patently untrue, nobody will speak out and call them on it? I think it is because the people who are in attendance are there by invitation of the president. And if not the president, his administration anyway. They don't want somebody there who will say something that they don't want being said. The reason being that the real feelings of the people of the United States has been, again, quieted. But are we so subdued that we cannot fight back when we are taken out of the battle? For a while, I thought so. But with the things that have been happening lately, I am no longer so sure about that. I think the people are fighting back. But I think the liberal left in our government is moving forward with blinders on so that they do not see what is coming at them from the sides. And that is where we're coming at them from the sides. It's just one of these things that we have to watch out for. Because if we don't, we are going to be in a lot of trouble. We really are. I sure think so anyhow. Of course, that's just my opinion of this whole thing. And the things that we have to keep in mind, folks, are the things that I have mentioned pretty much over and over and over again, because if we don't, this nation will not succeed.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Cool. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
That's one of my favorite little things that we have on that I can play with here. Back to what I was talking about. Now, my thoughts on this is to thank everyone and to ask God to bless us all who are out here fighting for the future of this great nation. God is smiling on us on the ones who are doing the fighting. I feel eventually we will emerge from this victorious. From a post on my blog on October 31st, 2009, I did a post titled, "Remember the Declaration of Independence?" I wrote then something that is still something that seems to be a concern for our nation. I mentioned this on my show not long ago when Obama said that America is not a Christian nation, and I wrote back then, "Mr. Obama, if this wasn't a Christian nation, then why, oh why, has God been called upon in the founding documents so much to bless and strengthen this nation?" You can go through all the founding documents, sir, and you will not find Allah there, but you will find God. But that is not all that you will find in the Declaration of Independence, now is it? In it, you will find a solution to what we have happening in this country today. Today's government is effectively taking the lines that all men are created equal and they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and corrupting them to mean what they want them to mean. And that is that people have no rights to personal happiness, and that the government should be in control of everything from personal finances to what we drive. And if we're going to be happy, it's because the government made us that way. These ideals that Obama and crew espouse not only go against the Declaration of Independence, but also against the Constitution of this great nation. When we are finally going to, when are we going to finally stand up to these bullies in Washington and their bully pulpit and tell them that we want our country back? That they work for us, not the other way around. You know, that is something that we have to start thinking on those lines, folks, is we don't work for them. We never have worked for them. They're there for us, not the other way around. And everybody in Washington right now who is of the liberal bent or is of the moderate Republican bent, you know, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and those kind of guys, they all think that we work for them. And, you know, sometimes I wish we did, because if we were their employees, then we would be deserving of pay, wouldn't we? It seems that it always kind of goes the other way. We're the ones who are giving them money instead of them giving us money. So if you think about it that way, we have to be the bosses because we give them money for services that they're supposed to render to us, but they're not. I kind of wanted to end this show with a little thing from something that we all know. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, see, there it is again, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Folks, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence does not give us the right to a job or happiness or riches. It gives us only the right to do what we can to get those things. The government has it wrong, and the people who believe as the government does are wrong. Because if you listen to Obama and the left, it seems like they believe that it is our right to have a job. It is our right to be happy. It is our right to... No, it's not. We have the right to pursue these things. That is what the Constitution of the United States actually says. And as long as we keep that thing in mind, the stuff that the government is trying to push on us will mean less and less, because we will realize that they work for us. We're the ones who are supposed to be pushing the ideals, not them. They're just there to do what is best for this nation. And what the Obama nation administration is going through right now is never best for this nation. And we are going to all find out sooner or later, they pushed back the beginning of the enforcement of Obamacare. And it's like I said before, they're trying to make it seem like the Republicans have now lost their ground on the way to fight against this. No, we haven't. They just gave us another plank to fight. And we have to remember this, because if we don't, we're going to lose this next election sure as heck. And that's just the way I look at this whole thing. You know, I don't think I'm wrong. I know there's probably bunches of people out there right now that think I am, but I'm not. With this whole thing of Obama pushing back Obamacare and the enforcement of it, he is actually admitting to us that he was wrong, and he's trying to figure out a way to get what he wants anyway. And he knows that right now is not the way to, not the time to do it. To me, that is something that should make us all happy. This is Robert the Infidel with this latest edition of the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard through conservativenationradio.org on Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, same time, same internet, God willing. And I hope he is. We will see you then. God bless you all. And good day. Thank you all for listening on this trouble-filled day, and I hope you come back next week as we will be here, and hopefully BTR's problems will be solved then. I'll talk to you next week. God bless you all.